Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we are going to cover a topic called It's Time. For years now, 2 years in the past, I have told you, really, 24 months, not that long, but 2 years in the past, I told you the prices were too high. The deals didn't make any sense. And that if you would just hold out until the Fed raised the interest rates high enough, that the prices would come down. I told you this before Marcus Millichap or Coldwell Banker or any other real estate guru out there was telling you these prices were coming down. And then they did. And so now they're down. Now I have people asking me the same question, which is just as ridiculous as it was. Is this the time to buy? The reason being, well, maybe it's going to go down even further. Well, today I'm going to give you three reasons to think about why you should be buying right this moment. Maybe even four. Might even throw a fourth in there. So what happens if you were smart enough to be the one sitting on the sideline? Not the one, and I was talking to a guy about this yesterday, not the one who's sitting there right now trying to sell their property distressed because they paid way too much for it. You can't sell it for what you paid for it. You're going to lose a lot of money in this. There's no way around it. You can't get around it. The bank won't let you sell it for that price. Buyers won't buy it for that price. And you're going to lose money. The guy asked me the other day, he goes, well, you know, I've been trying to get something to buy something for 2 years. And I said, you know what? That probably makes you the smartest person I've met. What do you mean? I said, well, because think about it. Every deal that was done in the last 2 years, people paid 50 to 100% too much for the property. That's just the facts. Because now properties are down 30 to 40% across the board in commercial real estate. When I say commercial, I mean apartment complexes. So that makes you pretty smart that you didn't buy one during that time. And he was like, but I'm frustrated. I go, of course you're frustrated. You're 45 years old. You've done nothing to advance your financial position in your entire life. And now I ask you to wait 2 years to do something you learned 2 years ago. I taught you how to do it 2 years ago. Telling you it will work. It will make you rich. But you got to buy the right deal. And so you waited for 2 years. That makes you the smart person that you waited. You listened to me. But now is the time to do it. So now to be the smart person, you have to be the person out there buying something. And today I'm going to try to make this point clear that if you don't, you're going to miss out. Because markets go up and down. This market right now, the prices are down. The opportunities are great. You just have to take advantage of these opportunities. If you don't, then you're not going to end up getting anything. And you're going to miss out. And then you'll be, when the market starts going back up, you go, oh my gosh, exciting. The market's going up. We better get in. And when you try to get in, it blows right by you. You're going, I like these low prices. And you go out and make an offer. And someone tops your price, tops your offer. When prices are dropping, no one's topping your offer. That's when you can buy. But when the prices hit rock bottom and pop back up again, then everybody goes, well, there's the signal. Now it's time, right? Now it's time to start buying. The problem is when you have all that frenzy of pent-up buying demand hit the market all at once, they just overbid everything that comes out, and all of a sudden you're paying too much again. You say, well, no, because the prices are going up. Yeah. So what you're doing is you're buying and creating the market against yourself. Whereas right now I'm buying. I purchased one already this year, already closed on it. I got three under contract right now. And I'm buying on the way down. And I'm screaming. Back in 2008, I screamed all the way down from $35,000 a door to $25,000 a door to $15,000 a door to $10,000 a door. My lowest price deal, I think, was $8,000 a door. But it was stuff that originally sold for $50,000 a door. So I was buying all the way down, and people going, no, Dell, it's going to go lower. I go, yes, it did go lower. And I bought at a lower price again and again and again. But at least the ones that I bought down from 50 down to 25 still made me money. And when I bought at 20 or 19, actually the numbers were 26 I bought at 19, the next one I bought at 19, the next one I think I bought at 14 and 8, something like that. There was actually five of them, so I don't remember. I missed one in there somewhere. But every single one of those ended up being a good deal. Now, the one at the bottom was the best deal. The one at the top was the least great deal. But every one of them was a good deal. And I would have missed every one of those gains. In fact, the one that I bought for $26,000, we actually ended up selling for $3 million more than we paid for it. So it was still a great deal. Now, I'm going to read you something right now that you need to listen to carefully. All right? This is a report, Texas Multifamily Group and Coldwell Banker Multifamily Report. They've done this report together. This is their statement. This is their opening statement in this article. All right? Multifamily investment conditions on the upswing. There it is. Multifamily investors appear to be paying less per dollar of property income compared to 1 year ago, according to Freddie Mac's latest quarterly update of its multifamily investment market index. So Freddie Mac is a quasi-governmental agency like Fannie Mae that lends commercial apartment deals their money. That's where you get your funds from. That's one of about four. But Freddie and Fannie are a very large percentage of what gets done. And their report's saying people are buying these properties for much cheaper than they were 2 years ago. It goes on and says that because while mortgage rates have risen significantly, the increase has been partially offset by a steep, get that word, steep drop in property prices, while net operating income, rental income minus expenses, was virtually flat for the whole time. In other words, the prices are going down, but the income is not. Now think about that. You're buying income at a lower price. That means your rate of return is higher. You can't ask for anything better. You know, it'd be one thing if the prices were dropping, but the income is dropping, and so you're paying less to buy this a lesser amount of income. But no, you're paying less to buy the same amount of income. This is a phenomenal buying opportunity that you shouldn't pass up. Now, who all is taking advantage of this? Lifestyles has a very large group of investors, and our investors are coming to the table at a pace that is increasing. They're just like you. They're afraid to buy yet. Prices seem, you know, the interest rates seem to scare them a little bit, but they're coming now. Yesterday alone, now you have to think about this. I consulted on five different apartment deals that people wanted me to say yes or no on. Now, of those five, two of them were, no, that deal just isn't going to work. Two of them were, yes, go ahead with that deal, and let's do due diligence and find out with feasibility if it is real. You know, on the surface, it looks good. Let's go find out for sure. And one of them was, this could work, but we need some more information. We got to find out. At this point, it's a no until we find these few things out. So what I want you to get is the fact that five deals were consulted on in one day. Not 1 week, not 1 month, one day. I own real estate companies right now in, 12 cities and 10 states. So there's 10 states, and there's two of them in one state, I guess, or three of them, whatever. There's 12 different cities that we have real estate companies in. There's people out there that are negotiable again. They weren't for the last 2 years. They're saying, hey, look, I bought it for $1 million. You're going to buy it from me for $2 million. That's just what the market's doing right now, and I don't care what you say. There's no negotiations necessary. I don't even give a heck what you think, and because there's five guys waiting right behind you to make an offer larger or higher than your offer. And so away it goes, right? So there's what we have as far as the marketplace right now. We have a situation where the market is a buyer's market. You can get out there and you can negotiate. Will they give it away to you for nothing? It depends on who you're negotiating with. How motivated are they? How bad is their situation? What can they, can't they do? Some people can't give it away to you for nothing because they have so much debt on it. It's not even worth what the debt is. And I've seen that. The properties aren't even worth what the debt is. In other words, I'll let you just take it over. And somebody's inexperienced, somebody who doesn't really know how to read the writing on the tea leaves, might buy this property by just taking over the note and thinking they can turn it around. And in that particular case, they might get killed because they didn't realize this property is worth even less than what the note is. The bank doesn't even want it back. Do you follow me? That's why they'll let you take it over. It's because they don't want it. It's a bad, bad situation. Way overpriced, right? We see some of those. Can we make those work? Not really, because the price is just too high. The one thing you can never overcome is the price. In fact, I have this saying that I heard from somebody, and I love it. I'm going to use it forever and ever, and that is you marry the price, the property. You date the financing. In other words, we can take financing on and off of properties, pay it off, get rid of it, you know, get a better deal, whatever. But we can't overcome paying too much for the property. That is the one sin in real estate you cannot overcome, is paying too much. And so that's why now that the prices are down, I'm telling you, this is the time to buy right now. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the single family side of things.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you the roadmap to retiring in 5 years or less through real estate investing. And you experience the reward of best product, best price, best people, and the difference it makes in your life and the life of others.
Whenever you have, you know, residents coming in and thanking you for, you know, taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better, you know, it's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today. Join Lifestyles Unlimited today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about this is the marketplace you should be buying in. And if you're not, you're going to miss it. And you're going to be very unhappy that you missed it. Because wealth is something you build, you develop over a long period of time. But great deals are something that occur. And Warren Buffett said it best. He said, look, there are three transactions I made in my life that changed Berkshire Hathaway. And I think it was American Express, Coca-Cola, and See's Chocolates or Candies or whatever. But they were the basis of Berkshire Hathaway. Then he said, as long as I made those three decisions, Berkshire Hathaway was going to be destined to be great, as long as I didn't let go of those properties. Well, the same thing for myself. I remember my first thing that I did was I bought these groups of single-family houses. They catapulted me. Instead of buying one house at a time, I went out and bought five duplexes together at one time. I went out and bought three fourplexes together at one time. I went out and bought 15 duplexes in one deal, all right next to each other, which was in a cul-de-sac. It was a beautiful property. And these group properties changed my life. They retired me, made me wealthy. Then from that point on, I decided to go into multifamily housing. And I did a couple small properties, but then there was three properties that changed my life. Again, there was a 64 unit, a 68 unit, and an 88 unit. They were all right next to each other. I bought one of them. Then I waited a while, talked the other guy across the street into selling me his, and then I waited a while, talked the guy down the street into selling me his. And now I had 230 units all right next to each other, able to operate it with just one manager. Actually, two managers, I'm sorry. One manager ran two of them. One manager ran the seniors' place. And then three maintenance guys. What did they produce? They produced $15,000 a month each profit, bottom line profit for me, which was $45,000 a month. Now, granted, I have other businesses and other investments, whatever. I never really cared about them because I always knew that whatever I did, I was sheltered by these three great decisions, these three properties paying me $45,000 a month. I could survive for the rest of my life on that type of income. Now, I went on and did way more than that. But I want you to understand that that basis, if you had $45,000 a month coming in, you would have a basis that would allow you to go out there and do other things. So when there's the opportunity to get great deals, you can change your financial position. In 2008, when the market crashed, I was able to quadruple my net worth. And I know I keep going back and forth. Was it triple or quadruple? I guess it doesn't really matter because it was millions and millions and millions of dollars, okay? And it changed everything. I mean, I was no longer just a successful millionaire. I was a mega millionaire. And it really makes a difference. You just don't realize. Then, you know, from mega millionaire, where do you go? You go to billionaire, right? And so I haven't had that opportunity to make those kinds of moves and or had the smarts and or had the aggressiveness to go make those types of moves to become a billionaire. But the point I'm making to you is that each level that I rose came at a moment when I decided to make some very major changes in the way I invested. From stocks and bonds to single-family houses, boom, changed my life. From single-family houses to multifamily units, boom, changed my life. From small apartment complexes, 64, 68, 88, to 240, 256, 149, 104, 320. Boom. Big deals instead of small deals. And it's really interesting to call 64, 68, and 88 a small deal. It's three small deals. But they are in the world of apartments, right? But in the world of a human being, me, they were unbelievable. But when I went from owning, you know, just 200 units to 1,200 units, think about that, five times as much. I guess that's why it's four times my net worth. I went from 200 units to 1,200 units. Wow, that makes a difference, doesn't it? I never thought about it that way. In fact, it's quite an epiphany now that I think about that. That's why there was so much growth. What I'm saying to you is right now, this is the time. This is the time. You got to get in there now or you're going to miss out. So I have an email here a guy sent me. Said, I've been a preferred member for about 6-7 years now. After purchasing and selling one multifamily deal, I invested now passively in about 10 multifamily deals. I'm 77 years old, so I don't want to do it myself anymore. The question is unrelated to that, however. If I heard you right on the radio, you said that we can now get $100,000 in equity capture. However, I just don't see that in San Antonio, and the emails blast that I am forwarded below is nowhere close to that. And the email below is typical of what I've seen for a long time. So to this gentleman, I write back to him. I say, you know, Craig, you got to go to Houston. Now, the examples that we used for this was 2 weeks of March 8th and 9th. I think I did the Houston 2-day, and or maybe it was 3rd and 4th, March 3rd and 4th, whatever it was. And I did the case study. And they brought up two people doing single-family houses. One guy, Mr. Hong, who had bought three single-family houses, had made $400,000 with captured equity on three houses. The other gentleman, I forgot his name, did seven houses and had made $1 million of captured equity on seven houses. So obviously these guys are making $100,000 a deal. That's in Houston. So I just said, look, contact the Houston guys, get in touch with the agents there, get in touch with the mentors there, and let them get you a few of these Houston deals. Why are the Houston deals so much better than the San Antonio deals? I don't know. I would say probably because the Houston home pricing had gotten so high that when the interest rates went up, the people here in Houston couldn't afford those houses, and they just are falling out. They're falling out because when you go to sell a house, you can't sell it all destroyed. So when we say we're buying 100,000 equity, you got to understand what we're doing. We're buying a house that's worth $200,000. Now, let's say we're buying a house that's worth $250,000. That's more realistic. And we're buying it for $100,000. We're putting $50,000 in it for rehab. Now, think about that. $50,000. If you went to buy this house, you'd not only have to come up with the 20% down, right, which is at $100,000, this house would be $20,000 down, but $50,000 in rehab. Well, you're not going to have that as a single owner. But as a rehab and investor type guy, we've got hard money lending. They'll lend us the money to buy the property and the rehab up to 75% of the after repaired value. So in this particular case, we're getting into these deals for less than $20,000 compared to you needing $70,000. So people that can't sell those destroyed homes have got to go to people like us, because no one in normal situation is going to buy a home that they can buy for 100 grand that's worth 250 if they have to put 20,000 down, 20% down, plus come up with 50,000 in rehab, plus not live there for a month or two, right? Go through all that, not know how to go through all that, not know how to get that loan. And so these deals are occurring in Houston because the people here know how to do them and are making them happen. Now, right now is the time to buy. I've got another email here that's interesting. It brings up a point from Alan. It says, hi, Dell. I've been chatting with you for a while now. I ask you for advice on my real estate endeavors to retire early. I sold my home 3 weeks ago and paid off all my bills. I have $55,000 in my bank account with my wife and 730 credit score. What you think we should do now? I'm thinking waiting a year or so to see what happens. We're currently renting home due to economic failure, foreclosures, or worse, that can help make our money go further. All right, so here's the perfect example of what I was talking about earlier, right? This gentleman and his wife thinking the market's on the way down. There should be a lot more foreclosures than what there are that might make the deals cheaper than what they are. And they're trying to catch a falling knife. That's not going to work. So I emailed back to him. I said, look, you need to buy. You got enough money to buy at least two houses. Go buy two houses right now. Think about this. The guy's only got $55,000 net to himself. If he goes out and picks up 50 grand a house, not 100, but 50 grand a house, and buys two of them, that's 100 grand. He has now tripled his net worth. Now, that's an amazing accomplishment. And he is either fearful to not take action or overly aggressive, thinking he's going to be able to catch that falling knife. It's not the right thing to do. I think it was Alan. Alan, get out there and buy something right now, buddy, or you're going to miss out. The next one here says, hoping to get your opinion on my situation. I joined Preferred Membership last November. I've been learning, participating in the program. I got a passive certification, nearly completed. I thought I wanted to be an IRO, but after going through training, I'm not sure that I can handle it yet. So I'm committed to purchasing some single family properties. I just turned 65 and I still have a job that pays pretty well. My wife is retired teacher and brings in okay pension. Our monthly cash flow is currently about $14,000 a month, but we live in San Diego. So our monthly nut is pretty high too. Boy, I bet, you know, just can't imagine how much more expensive it is to live out in California. My immediate objective is to replace my net pay as soon as possible with equals to about $8,500 a month. I have about $300,000 liquid and another $300,000 in retirement accounts. That's 600 grand. I could safely pull out 400 grand from my house and still have 30% equity buffer. So this guy's got $1 million. What can we do in $1 million? Between 2 to 5 years, we double that $1 million. Now he's got 2 million. He's saying, I really like Chattanooga area and I'm starting building a team there. And I've been working with my mentors and I've plugged into the local ambassador. Given my financial situation, my objectives, do you think I'm headed in the right direction? If you were in my situation, what would you do differently? No, I'd do exactly what you're doing. I would get into the Chattanooga area. It's a good area. You're going to have less competition than you are in the Houston area, and you don't want to invest in California. So the Chattanooga area is a great idea for you. You got $1 million. My goal would be to double that $1 million. Now, after you double that $1 million, you could step back to passive deals that only earn you 8 or 10% return, which would be about $200,000 a year, tax-free, which would be well over the $8,500 you need. Even the million at a 10% consistent would give you $100,000 a year, which is close to that $8,500 because you don't pay taxes on the money. The bottom line is you get in there now, you get this money invested in good deals. That's the key, good deals, and let it sit there and prosper, and you'll be out of there in a couple of years, man. If you do it right, follow everything we teach, make sure the deals are good deals, you'll be out of that job within a couple, 2 to 5 years, you'll be done. And the beautiful thing about that is you're done forever. You're not done for a year or until you get another job. You're done forever. So he's 65 right now. He's been working for 65 years. He's got $1 million he could go live off of and make about 4% return on that, 5% right now in savings accounts, but I think that's going to go back down again. And so he could make $40,000, $50,000 a year off that. He's got enough money to retire. If he bought the right deal right now or the right combinations of deals, he could retire with that $1 million. He could replace it $8,500. That could be done. But what I want to emphasize is that not only would he be able to do that if he bought the right deals, it would grow from that point forward. It would be more and more and more. And within 5 years, you know, like we say, 2 to 5 years, you double your net worth. Then you're in a very good situation at that point. Then you're going to be 70. Would you not want to double it again from 70 to 75? Of course you would. And if you continue to invest aggressively, you could. But you might not want to invest aggressively. You might go, I like where I'm at. I'm making $150,000, $200,000 a year. You know, I originally made it $85,000 a month, which was $100,000 a year. And now a couple years later, I'm up to, you know, $12,000 a month. That's plenty for me. It's $144,000 a year. I'm happy with that. That's fine. You know, somewhere along the line, I've made that decision 4 or 5 times in my life. Major, major decision. I've got enough. Boom. I'm just going to live and have fun. What happens to many people? We just, after a while, go, wow, look at all this opportunity I'm walking by. And all these people are doubling their money and net worth and so on and so forth. And why am I not doing it? And somewhere along the line, 5 or 10 years of doing nothing, you wake back up and go, let me do it again. Let me double it again. Then you go out and become aggressive again. It's just the way it works. But my friends, it works that way only when there are periods of time that you can buy the deals at a low enough price to make that stuff work. And that stuff's working right now. Wasn't working 2 years ago. It's working right now. If you were on the sidelines 2 years ago, that's a smart thing. If you were buying 2 years ago and you've got some bad deals, hey, that can be overcome. But only if you get back in the market now and go make the money back that you lost. Everybody remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.